Chapter 12. The Birth of the Child. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Revelation of John. 1875. George Berry had asked permission to call Mrs. Glover mother, and she treated him as a son. One evening in July, he and Miss Florence Cheney visited Mrs. Glover. The next day, July 27th, Miss Cheney wrote, "I enjoyed one of the pleasantest evenings that I must ever remember as among the happiest and most profitable I have known. For truly, dear Mrs. Glover, you call out all the good in my nature, not alone, I think, by your teachings, but your very presence inspires one with a respect and love for the pure, the beautiful, and true, making one more fully realize the blessed privilege of living a noble, unselfish life." Before long, George wished to marry Florence Cheney, and Mary was pleased at the prospect. For George's sake, she taught Miss Cheney gratuitously in a small class she held in August, that she might help to give a spiritual impetus to their marriage. They were both devoted students, and George continued to fulfill the role of son that he had adopted, performing numerous small services in addition to being a good worker for the cause. George Berry was doing what George Glover had never done, but the ties of the flesh were a fleeting part of Mary's experience. Her babe was of the Spirit, the newborn of truth, science, and health. For as Isaiah had foreseen, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Christendom had thought that the Virgin Mary had fulfilled this prophecy, as indeed she had, in part. But Jesus was the messenger, and not the message. The name Jesus is not synonymous with Emmanuel. Jesus is synonymous with Joshua, being the Greek translation and means Savior. Emmanuel means God with us. The pure virgin consciousness of another Mary was now bringing forth her son, and his name Emmanuel is clearly stated on page 210 in this first edition in the words, quote, "I is God and not man," end quote. And in another passage, quote, "If Christ, truth, has come to us in demonstration, it is God with us," end quote. Mary Glover presented her child to the world on the 30th day of October in this joyous year of 1875. Mankind should have been singing with the angels, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Angels knew that this child was destined to rule absolutely, imperatively, finally, and so did his mother, Mary Glover. Mary rejoiced at the birth of her babe. She said of the 9 long years of labor, "From 1866 to 1875, I myself was learning Christian Science step by step gradually developing the wonderful germ I had discovered as an honest investigator. I was reaching, by experience and demonstration, the scientific proof and scientific statement of what I had already discovered. My later teachings and writings show the steady growth of my spiritual ideal during those pregnant years. And of the first appearance of her book, she wrote, "The first edition of my most important work, Science and Health, containing the complete statement of Christian Science, was published in 1875. The complete statement of Christian Science had been given to the world, but the human garments in which the young child was clad were far from perfect. Mrs. Glover recorded in her notebook, 490 typographical errors in words besides paragraphs and pages wrong and punctuation." To a student, she wrote, "There are grammatical errors in errata, and some in the book, doubtless, that I have not touched. Our next printer should have a proofreader who is responsible for this." As soon as the book appeared, Mary began planning for a second edition in which all the errors would be corrected. But they had the book, and now its promotion and distribution were of primary importance. But the dragon was wroth with the woman and persecuted her. The summer and fall of 1875 seemed to be a lull in the storm, while her child was caught up unto the throne of God. But Mary had a second vision of the terrible, sensuous man, and knew it pertained to her spiritual conception. She stood with a beautiful babe in her arms, clad in beautiful garments of spotless white. And this same man came and tore the lower part of the garment away, and dragging it in the mire, took it and put it about the neck of a Negro.